State Department emphasizes visas will be revoked for foreigners celebrating Charlie Kirk assassination. By Paul Bois on October 14, 2025. The State Department emphasized on Tuesday that it will continue to revoke visas of foreigners celebrating the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The United States has no obligation to host foreigners who wish death on Americans. The State Department continues to identify visa holders who celebrated the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk, the department said in a post on X. The department then cited several examples of foreigners celebrating Kirk's assassination, including an Argentine national said that Kirk devoted his entire life spreading racist, xenophobic, misogynistic rhetoric and deserves to burn in hell. A South African national, whose visa was revoked, also said that supporters of Charlie Kirk are hurt that the racist rally ended in attempted martyrdom while alleging Kirk was used to AstroTurf, a movement of white nationalist trailer trash. A Mexican national also said that Charlie Kirk died being a racist and died being a misogynist. There are people who deserve to die. There are people who would make the world better off dead, the Mexican national said. The State Department issued a similar policy shortly after Charlie Kirk's assassination while he was speaking at Utah Valley University in September. In light of yesterday's horrific assassination of a leading political figure, I want to underscore that foreigners who glorify violence and hatred are not welcome visitors to our country, Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau said in a statement at the time. I have been disgusted to see some on social media praising, rationalizing, or making light of the event, and have directed our consular officials to undertake appropriate action. President Donald Trump posthumously honored Charlie Kirk with a Presidential Medal of Freedom at the White House on Tuesday. Kirk's widow, Erica, accepted the award. His name, Charles, literally means free man. And that's exactly who my husband was, Erica Kirk said at the White House. From the time I met him, sitting across from him being interviewed about politics, philosophy and theology, I saw the fire in his soul. There was this divine restlessness within him that came from knowing God placed him on this earth to protect something very sacred. He never stopped fighting for people to experience freedom. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.